All right, every generation has its touchstone TV families. Boomers watched Leave It to Beaver. In the 70s, it was The Brady Bunch. A decade later, The Cosby Show. Starting in 1993, kids watched Boy Meets World, which ran for 7 years on ABC. As NPR's Netta Ullaby reports, this week the show gets a reboot for a new generation.
Here's how popular Boy Meets World was in the 1990s. At its peak, it drew 10 million viewers, including Nick Gray and his girlfriend Elizabeth Spivey, now 24 and 21 and living in Florida.
Everybody that I know that is our age
watched it.
Yeah, loves the show.
Boy Meets World was about an affable kid named Corey Matthews, his family, school, and friends.
It's a new year, a new me. You notice the spring in my step? Boxer shorts.
Oh. It was the sheer ordinariness of Boy Meets World that appealed to Spivey and Gray. They compare it to Roseanne or Home Improvement.
That kind of blue-collar family is just something that we really related to.
Over the years, the character Corey and his girlfriend, Topanga, dealt with regular kid problems, like getting into trouble at school.
Mr. Feeney, this stinks!
It's supposed to stink, Mr. Matthews. It's detention. You're being detained from whatever it is you'd rather be doing.
Well, I think it's a cruel and unusual life-sucking torture.
A few years ago, Disney, which owns ABC, got in touch with one of the show's creators and said, Michael Jacobs, how about reassembling your old team of writers and hiring back the original stars for a show called Girl Meets World? Corey and Topanga will be the parents of a 13-year-old daughter. Jacobs was dubious.
I'm 58 years old. I'm surrounded by these 58-year-old guys. We like to think of ourselves as cutting edge. That's how foolish we are.
Disney said, perhaps we can make you change your mind.
Would you think that perhaps, if you were so inclined, you could have some females on the staff who might understand what they're doing because you completely don't?
Here's the lady writers. Cindy, Lauren, Teresa.
And Randy Barnes, one of the young women leaving, not the writer's room.
We call this the writer's womb.
The writer's womb sits, or maybe nests, in a huge Disney-owned complex at the edge of downtown Los Angeles. The lady writers wear jeans and high-top sneakers. They look barely out of college.
I'm actually the oldest woman at 30. Yeah.
You'd think the ingredients are all there for a culture clash. But the older male writers, says Barnes, have been generous in sharing the original show's legacy and what it's like to be a parent.
And for us to say, well, here's what it's like to be a daughter and here's what it's like to grow up now.
The dutiful daughter of Girl Meets World has a bad best friend, bad by Disney standards. That means she wears little studded boots and rides the subway all by herself.
She's cool. She has a wild side. She does what she wants. But you're such a good person.
Who cares about that?
Fans Nick Gray and Elizabeth Spivey watched a preview episode online. They say the biggest difference from the original is that on Boy Meets World, the kids looked normal. Disney Channel's the home of Hannah Montana and Lizzie McGuire, and the pubescent stars of Girl Meets World are glamorous.
They're just really, really pretty.
They don't look like children.
Not even the boy, who's the main character's crush.
You know, he looks like his eyebrows are done, and his hair is, like, perfect, and it's frosted.
But that's not to say the first episode was a complete disappointment.
It was wholesome in the same way that the original series was.
That's because, says Michael Jacobs, the show's co-creator, Boy Meets World was based on the simple rhythms of his own childhood.
Get up, go to school, try, tell my parents I'll try harder. Those stories worked on Boy Meets World. They will not work on Girl Meets World.
And why not?
Are we off the record? No. I think girls are smarter. I think that they're tougher.
New TV shows need to be smarter and tougher as they vie for audience attention in a world crammed with channels and platforms. Disney hopes the audience of Girl Meets World will include nostalgic millennials, but some will not be easy to reach.
We don't have cable.
Nick Gray is part of a pronounced cord-cutting trend. He watched a preview episode of Girl Meets World on a mobile device using a parent's cable password. Netta Ullaby, NPR News.